Thank you, Amid. I think what you presented as basically highlighting also the need for good, reliable data and information that, of course, in each of the sectors sometimes are not necessarily available, and therefore it becomes even more complicated when you consider the data for the Nexus purposes. But of course, from your effort, I can see that a lot has been done to try to understand what is the current situation and what will be the evolution in the future, and how, in somehow, we will be facing an increased pressure on water resources. What we don't know right now is how the technological development will evolve in the near future. So some of the assessment for the estimate for the future depends on current technologies. And of course, if we consider, for example, on nuclear, we know that the fourth generation is much less depending on water-cooled system. And so therefore, there will be some evolution. And then, of course, on renewable energy, but in all the energy technologies, there will be probably some advancement in order to reduce this pressure. It doesn't mean that we'll have a solution, but of course, that's the situation. So thank you again. I would like right now to give the floor to Mr. Martin Niemetz, who's the sustainable development expert on energy within UNDESA, and he will make a presentation on water in the energy transition with new trends and increasing demands. Martin, if you are connected, please, the floor is yours.